All right, I'm going to tell you about Troy, who was 15, and Josh, his best friend, who was 17. Now, they were much older than you, but they decided one Sunday they were going to go shark fishing. Now, I know that sounds kind of fishy. Maybe they wanted to catch some small sharks, but that wasn't the main problem. The problem was is that they wanted to go shark fishing in an area that said no swimming and no boating. And not only that, but they went on a day when it was a small craft advisory. What that means is they don't want any small boats in the water at all because there's storms off the coast there and it's kind of dangerous for small boats. And that wasn't even the other problem was is that they didn't really have a boat. They had, it used to be a sailboat, but it wasn't, it was more like a flotation device. You know what the name of the boat was? It was named Under Construction. And I think that says it right there, right? And they only had like one oar, but you know, where they were, it was in South Carolina, and it was a real protective cove, and there was a sandbar out there. And it was pretty shallow water, and they were just gonna go out to the sandbar. So they went out, and they didn't get very far out, and all of a sudden their boat started getting sucked into a rip current. And it started pulling them away from the shore, and they started saying, hey, you know, and they started yelling to people on the shore, but they didn't hear them. And pretty soon their boat got so far away they couldn't even see the shore anymore. And they were out in the ocean, and they didn't mean to be in the ocean. And it was rough out there, and they lost their fishing gear, and it started getting dark, and their parents started getting worried, and they called the Coast Guard. And the Coast Guard sent rescue, and they tried to search for them, but they couldn't see them because they were just so dark and so small, and the swells were like 8 feet high. And you know, in the morning, they sent bigger rescue out, and it was a huge rescue fleet and helicopters, but they just couldn't see them. And Josh and Troy, they saw the rescuers, and they said, we're over here. They saw some of the boats, but the boats didn't see them at all. And the next day, they sent the rescuers out, and Troy and Josh had drifted outside of the range. And then after that, the rescuer said, you know, we're not going to send any more rescue out because the chance that they're still alive is very small. So Josh and Troy, how were they doing? They weren't doing too well. They were dehydrated, and they didn't have anything to eat. And they, at night, they huddled up. They had a wetsuit, and one wore the pants, and one wore the shirt, and they huddled together. And in the daytime, it was really, the sun was strong, but they couldn't go in the water because there were sharks in the water, and they saw the sharks. And so they weren't doing well, but they prayed. And Troy prayed especially that God would send his strongest angels to come and help them because they knew they were in trouble. And they sang hymns. You know, they only knew four hymns they remembered, but they kept singing them over and over again. And they just tried to keep their mind off of it, but there's nobody came to rescue them. And you know, they went out on Sunday, and by Friday, they were in pretty bad shape. Josh had lost 40 pounds because he was pretty dehydrated. And Troy was eating jellyfish and whatever he could get out of the water, but you know, he was really sunburned really bad because he had light skin. And they weren't doing well. And there was a storm on Friday, and they thought maybe they weren't gonna make it. But then, on Friday, in the evening, the clouds opened up and they saw a shooting star. And they thought, maybe God is gonna help us and rescue us. And on Saturday morning, it was so peaceful, and the water and the sunrise was like this golden sunrise, and there was a big rainbow in the sky. Now in the Bible, it talks about it, rainbow, right? And that was the promise of God. And they just had so much hope, and they said, this is the day they're gonna be rescued, and they were so happy, and they were at peace. And they were just, and there was, dolphins came and started swimming around their boat. Now, dolphins are good news because they don't like sharks, and sharks don't like dolphins. So when you see dolphins, you know there's no sharks around. And the dolphins were playing, and Josh and Troy were playing with the dolphins, and they were having a great day, and they thought, this is the day we're gonna get rescued. But you know what? In the afternoon, they were starting to wonder if that great day was going to be their last day. And as afternoon came, there was no rescue boats. But then at 4 o'clock, they heard a boat. They heard a motor. They saw it. It was a fishing boat. They said, we're over here. We're over here. And they were yelling. And the fishermen saw them, and they came, and they rescued them. And you know what? I like this story. They got back, and their families were very happy that their prayers were answered. You know, I like the story because they survived, they were okay, And you know why? Because Josh and Troy got a Sabbath. You know, that they got a Sabbath rest that day. They were out there for the whole week, but on Sabbath they got a special blessing. Now, Troy and Josh were not Jewish. They were not Adventists. Now, is the Sabbath just for Jews? Is it? No. The Bible, most of the world actually thinks it is, but you know what? The Bible says that the Sabbath was made for man. That means mankind, that means everybody. And you know, is the Sabbath only for people who believe in the Sabbath and know about the Sabbath? No, Josh and Troy didn't know about the Sabbath. In fact, they didn't even know it was Saturday, because what happened is they kind of lost track of the days, so they didn't even know what day it was. But they still got the Sabbath blessing. And you know what? Is the Sabbath for the animals too? What about the dolphins? They got a special treat, didn't they? And the Bible says that the Sabbath rest is for the ox and the donkeys and the work animals. So the Sabbath is for everybody, even the stranger that doesn't know about the Sabbath. Okay? So let's remember that. There's an old hymn, and there's a refrain to that hymn. And it goes like this: the Sabbath day, there is none like it. God blessed it and sanctified it. Can we all say that together? Can you say that after me? The Sabbath day, there is none like it. God blessed it and sanctified it. How about everybody? Everybody say it. The Sabbath day, there is none like it. God blessed it and sanctified it. Okay, let's say a prayer now. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you so much for saving Troy and Josh that day, and for being with us and hearing our prayers when we call to you. And thank you so much for the Sabbath rest that you've given to all of us. And we pray that you help us to help others around us, even if they don't know the Sabbath, to have that Sabbath blessing that you have promised to each one of us. We thank you. Amen.